Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. I'm often speaking of awesome animals, but today it's about a cool plant. Think about this. How about a pine tree, we tend to call them evergreens, that loses its needles? I am speaking about a tree that goes by many names, the tamarack or American larch, and those are the two names typically used, but it's also called the eastern larch, the red larch, the black larch, the Alaskan larch, and the hackmatack, which is a Native American Abenaki people's term for supple wood for snowshoes. So that tells you a little bit about what this tree and these branches and roots, because I'll get to that, can be used for. There are only two pine trees that lose its needles in the fall, the tamarack or the bald cypress. And by the way, through the show, you'll either hear me say tamarack or American larch. Obviously, those words are interchangeable because it is the same tree. We call pines evergreens, but are they? You see, pine trees and shrubs are constantly growing new needles, but the older ones are falling off. So you see, you're seeing it always as green, and we label them evergreens because that's the green you're seeing, but they do lose their needles, some needles, periodically. So it's not like a deciduous tree in the fall where it drops everything. So you have some that are falling, always new green growth, and that's why, once again, they're evergreen. The larch habitats are wetlands, specifically sphagnum-loving peat bog moist. So here's the go. They love the sphagnum moss bogs because they are high in moisture, high in acidity. And a lot of times when you're dropping needles, you're adding acidity to the area. They also are found in boreal forests. The tamarack is a pioneer plant in northern bogs. When you hear the term pioneer plants, it means that it is one of the first plants to grow in ecological succession. So most times we think of pioneer plants as something being small. Now we've got a tree. Oh, that's cool. It also reproduces well after fires. So in the boreal forest, if something gets burned out, these are one of the trees that can reproduce quickly after that fire. The larch grows in the northern eastern United States and across Canada all the way to the Yukon. Now, you're going to hear me start to talk about some colors, and watch how cool, you know, besides a pine tree that drops its needles, listen to the colors that go on here. The young tree bark is thin and gray in color, whereas the older tree has red-brown scaly bark. It grows 50 to 75 feet tall and has a cone shape to it. And in one of my grad classes, and I've spoken about her often, Dr. Brummer, my favorite grad professor, also my toughest grad professor, and I don't mind saying that, because she would push us to learn. And she was demanding, but by being demanding and having this great personality and saying, yes, you can do it, and push you, well, she would always say you got to gestalt it, meaning you got to see something and identify it, and by the shape of that larch, you can look at a distance and not even be close to it at all and go, that's a larch. And you could tell by the cone shape to it. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So now let's talk about the color changes and the shape of the needle pattern. The needles are actually leaves, so since needles are leaves, they conduct photosynthesis. That's the food source. We know all about that. And we'll talk, you know what, maybe one day I'll just do a show on photosynthesis. And some people are going, what? That really happens? How cool is that? Well, the needles are very, very small. They're 0.8 to 1.2 inches in length. Not big at all. They grow, and I love this part of it, in clusters from 10 to 20. And they grow in these tight spirals on a short spur branch. So you've got this cool little spiral going on a, call it a mini branch. That's the branch spur. In the spring, the needles are blue-green. In the summer, they're a deeper green. And in the fall, they turn a yellow gold before the larch drops its needles. Take a close look, and you will find other colors on the tamarack. The shoots are orange-brown, but the buds are dark red. The buds that are visible in the fall are pinkish-brown. So you can see that it truly is a kaleidoscope of colors. The cones are small and egg-shaped. They're only 3/4 inch long. So when we think about pine trees and these huge cones, well, now you get these tiny little guys. And at first, they are bright red and eventually turning brown. They release the seeds 4 to 6 months after germination. There is a low germination rate, partially due because it is a favorite food of the rodent family. Hey, you know what? You have, and I'll just use one of my things, coffee ice cream. And I'm not a big, like, sweet guy. Well, I'm a sweet guy, but not eating sweets and all this. But you show me coffee ice cream and I want it. And if you show the cones of a tamarack to a rodent, he wants it. I mentioned before the Abenaki people use the wood for snowshoes. My great friend Jim Bruchak, and Jim is the head of the Endocrine Wilderness Center. Jim is an Abenaki Indian. And if you go there, he's got an area inside with all of the different, he's got birch bark canoes and the first lacrosse sticks from the Abenakis. And he has snowshoes that are there. And obviously they're made of larch. Well, the Algonquin Indians also use the word tamarack, which their meaning is used for snowshoes. So you had the two natives in our continental, but now let's go to Alaska. The native people of Alaska use tamarack for making sleds, you know, the sleds that are pulled by dogs. The early settlers used the curved root system, and this I find fascinating, for the ship's knees in boat building, which means they didn't have the steam boards to curve them, which is super time consuming. If any of you have ever done woodworking, you need to curve a piece. Now try curving these huge pieces for the bottom of a ship. So traditional builders today, they still, if you're a boat builder and you're traditional, you still use this practice. You're taking the curved root system and using it for the ship's knees. Yes, the tamarack or American larch is a unique pine tree. We must protect and preserve their habitats so future generations can love and enjoy this cool plant. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeyb.tv. That's joeyb.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.